This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you're like me, you want to get the most out of every gallon of gasoline that goes into your car. So use your Motorhead. Get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for 10 fill-ups, where Lucas wants you to use a bottle every time you fill your tank. Gum Out Regain, the smarter way to maximize your fuel economy.
Buy it now at Family Dollar in the convenient new 2x concentrated bottle.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dean Tony, you all right, mate?
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Monday, day one of Big Ten. Football, basketball, rifle, hockey, whatever else you want to talk about. It is day one on the Doug and Daddy Show of officially being in the Big Ten Conference. But we are live at Builder's Warehouse for the next couple of hours talking about that, about the change, about what's still to come. Lonnie Kratzenstein will join us to talk about that on the Husker perspective and know his thoughts on that. We'll also be talking with Chris Level from RedRaidersSports.com. What's going on with the Texas schools? It's changed three times already this morning. Reports that they won't stay together. Reports that they'll stay in the Big 12. Reports that they're going to the Pac-10. Reports that they're going to the SEC. I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out how that's going. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, thanks for being here. And, of course, we're giving away a $1,000 gift card to Builder's Warehouse today. That could be the most it is the most exciting thing because we already know we're in the Big 10.
Doug, I'm going to draw the first five names right now to get this deal started. I'm going to draw another five here to start the
all
show.
All right, here we go. There's like a bucket of 1,000 trillion names, and Big Daddy is going to draw out five finalists. We're going to get it down to 10. The first one is Pam Karshner of Kearney. Pam Karshner of Kearney is in the finals. Our second finalist comes from Minden, Rita Crooks. Rita Crooks from Minden, our second finalist. Oh, this is like the Miss Universe pageant, only you're a lot uglier. In our third one here, this is from Hastings, Richard, I don't know what this one is, Tone, Giggle Loose or something like that?
Gigiously.
I'll tell you what, Richard, if you win, we'll get it right.
An address. We got a phone number. It's very well written.
Good penmanship. Good penmanship out of Hastings. Our fourth finalist. Now, did you draw all the way from the bottom or in the middle or on top?
I went all over. I went and did a random draw. I think it's very fair.
Because the people on top always get hosed. I mean, they're just sitting there. They got no chance. You mix them up, and they float to the top.
I got five more to go.
Joe Meisner of Kearney is in the finals for the $1,000 gift card. And also from Kearney, Scott Franks? Frosch? What is that we got there? Franks? Scott Franks is one of the finalists. So Pam, Rita, Joe, looks like Richard.
Franch, I would say. Franch is what it looks like to me.
All right. They are our five of our 10 finalists. We'll draw out another five here coming up in just a little bit as we are at Builder's Warehouse here in Kearney, and a $1,000 gift card is coming up. But, Danny, I guess instead of talking World Cup soccer, instead of talking Richard Garrigus playing his best Jean Vandeveld yesterday at the St. Jude Open, Celtics 3-2 over the Lakers, Let's get the initial thoughts and get it out there. Don't forget that our email and our Dent Popper inbox is wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'll take your emails. We'll also take your calls later on in the show. So hold off on that for right now because we do want to at least set the stage. It's Monday morning. Your thoughts on where we're at, where Texas schools are at, where we care, your thoughts.
Well, there's been, you know what? All I know is Nebraska is safe. That's all they wanted to be. They're secure. They've got a place to go for the foreseeable future. Well, forever, for eternity. They're in the Big Ten. There's nobody leaving the Big Ten. The stability is there. If you're those other teams, you're still in limbo. You still don't know where you're going to go. And I think you go back and you look at whether those four or five are going to go to the Pac-10. The Pac-10 is taking somebody of some magnitude. Now, supposedly, somehow the SEC has gotten Texas A&M under their skin. Now, I thought at one time it was reported that Texas A&M and Texas both had oil wells that were together, oil derricks that were together, that on some terms had meant they would stay together because the oil producing went to both of those colleges or something. That seems to be kind of forgotten or gotten out of the way somehow. Now it looks like, to me, Texas A&M will go to the SEC somehow, and Texas will go find their own path within the Pac-10. And you know what? What a great gift for the Pac-10, especially with USC and all the problems they're having, is to pick up Oklahoma and Texas. Yeah, you're going to have Oklahoma State go with, and you're going to have Texas Tech go with you. Nothing wrong with those two schools. Texas Tech was rated as high as, what, number two in all the land two or three years ago. And Oklahoma State, you got T. Boone Pickens to go along with it. So those are two great things to have along with you. But you've got Texas and you've got Oklahoma. Looks to me that's what will happen. If you're those other schools in the north, you're still really in limbo. You're still very, very afraid of your situation. You don't know where you're going to go. Mountain West is heard to be interested. The Big East is heard to be supposedly contacting schools. Big East and Kansas don't fit really good geographically as far as I see. But
neither does Texas Tech in the Pac-10, okay? Texas Tech at Washington, at Washington State, at Oregon State. It doesn't matter what they do. Geography has been thrown out when it comes to this. That's why you have the conferences that you have, because they're geographically make sense. And then some of these other schools in the WAC and in Mountain West and that travel from Boise State to Hawaii to Louisiana, they had to get together for the conference of having a conference affiliation. I just can't believe how far we are from the initial report. The initial report was that the Big Ten wanted Texas. Then the second report was Missouri was going to go. And now we're not even sure that Texas is going to the Pac-10. I just can't believe that the Big 12 is bumbling on itself, trying to save itself here. Commissioner Dan Beebe says, you know, we're going to get this television network together. We're going to do this. You know what? Where were you 6 months ago? Where were you 2 weeks ago? Well, it's over. It's too late. It's too late. I don't see Texas agreeing to staying in the Big 12, and that's all that anybody's waiting for.
You know, when you're in big business like Dan Beebe is, to trust the people he trusted.
Looks like we lost Doug and Daddy there. We'll be right back with...
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
If you've ever considered owning a motorcycle, this is the time. Kearney Yamaha has three truckloads of repossessed bikes in stock right now, and they're slashing prices. With the great financing options at Kearney Yamaha, you can't afford to miss out on this repo sale.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money during our motorcycle repo sale. You'll save tons of money on fuel.
You're sure to find the bike of your dreams and save tons of money, but hurry in. These bikes won't last long. It's the repo sale going on now at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
You look a bit under the weather.
Even in summer, weather postpones and delays events. When the weather threatens, remember your weather threat button on ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Interstate All Battery Center. Every battery for every need, every cancellation for every kind of weather on ESPNSuperstation.com. A service of Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower or storm still, with high temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70. North winds will stay at 5 to 15. Back to 54 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
Now back here at Builder's Warehouse, apologize for being cut off, but we understand Dan Beebe didn't like what you were saying, Tony.
You know, I was just saying, I cannot believe that, you know, through all this deal, when you heard the reports that the Pac-10 and the Big Ten were interested in exploring other options to add into their conferences, that you wouldn't went out and killed some of those rumors or got your people at least on the same page. And he just kind of sat back and waited, and he waited way, way, way too long. And, you know, if they would, I still think if Texas would have just shot down the initial report or came out and said, hey, we got the emails from the Pac-10, or Big Ten, excuse me, we're not interested. We want no thought of this. We're firm commitment to the Big 12. We're as good a conference as the Big 10. I think this deal is done. It's dead. Big 12 survives, and Big 12 moves on with a new TV deal. Well, when they didn't do that, here we are 3 or 4 months later. I think, you know, Dan Beebe had to go out between now and then and say, wait a minute, let's get together. And he just sat back and like, well, we've got these meetings scheduled in May.
Yeah, I think that they weren't expecting – they thought that the Big 12 meetings they could get, they didn't expect a billion media people, and that stuff was already in the works. It was too late when they got to the Big 12 meetings, almost. If everybody would have given a firm commitment, maybe yes, but everybody was still him-hawing, seeing what they could do, what was best for their individual school, which I guess you can't follow. I will say one thing. I think I'm going to take this Builder's Warehouse patio furniture because you've been pounding on it, and you can barely tell it. I mean, in your rage here over Dan Beebe. It's very solid, very solid. I was wondering when this would come out. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Russ and Shickley, a friend of mine was wondering if part of Nebraska's joining the Big Ten included Penn State reconfiguring their football field to a rectangle rather than the configuration they had, the part that jutted out on the one end of the field, of course, the 1982 game where Nebraska got really bad called. Jim Joyce, before he was a baseball official, obviously was a football official and made a bad call there with Todd Blackledge and all that. And see, I guess that's one of the things. There'll be a few of those out there. The few times we played Iowa, the time we scored 83 on Minnesota, the games with Penn State, the Michigan State game.
Lee Corso in Indiana.
Lee Corso in Indiana, who so graciously in the 70s came to Nebraska and rolled over like an Army team would have back in the day. So that's what we've got going on. We're here at Builder's Warehouse. Keep your emails coming into the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The lead story on ESPN.com, Texas nearing Pac-10 commitment. In just the last few minutes, Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com says Texas leaning to holding on to the Big 12.
What do you want to believe? It changes by the minute.
They've got to be selling out to Texas. They're going to have a network that's going to be Texas heavy. That's the only way that this is going to work. That they somehow get this network to favor Texas and everybody else stays in. It sounds crazy, but it's got to be. Why wouldn't Texas look out for what they wanted to do? I don't think Texas really wants to go to the Pac-10, do they?
I don't know, Doug, but does Texas really want to play Iowa State, Kansas State, Missouri every year?
You can't. Yes is the easy answer to that. Yes. That's the whole thing. You're opening up another can of worms here with how Nebraska and every other major college is trying to schedule. They don't want. Why do you think Notre Dame has backed out of the schedule they have? Nobody wants to play 10 top 20 teams a year. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Texas has enough tough games on their schedule, and they can get that one or two more if they want to. Yes, they want to play Iowa State. Yes, they want to play Kansas State. And who knows, in 10 years, be crazy, Dan McCartney got Iowa State to win some football games. Iowa State beat Nebraska last year. Don't forget it.
Yes,
I mean, it's not like they're playing 0-11 teams.
Well, let's just say that I'm just saying this. Without 8 turnovers, that's the only way possible.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It happened once in a million years. Nebraska would have never lost Iowa State in the next 100 years. With Bo Pelini, never in 100 years. Texas, in 100 years, will never lose Iowa State.
Tom Osborne lost to Iowa State. I just want you to know that. God lost to Iowa State.
Bo Pelini wouldn't stand for that.
The son of God will probably also lose to somebody he's not supposed to lose to.
I'm just looking here at 92 cents square, insert bits.
Wow, that's a great price. You're a weirdo. You're just a weirdo. Monty Krasenstein has been so gracious to join us here at Builder's Warehouse for our special two-hour show. And Of course, Monty, the Husker insider, you've been able to follow his blogs on CarneyHub.com during the football season and from time to time. And, Monty, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy microphone. Thanks for coming up.
Oh, I'm always a pleasure to be with you guys, although you guys are way more excited than I am. Maybe I'll add a little bit of subtlety to this show.
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody seems to be at one point or another fired up one way or another. Mm-hmm. I guess take me back to being a former player and just your thoughts when you first heard all about this, and as it progressed, did those thoughts change at all about where Nebraska could be?
You know, I think they did change from the standpoint of early in the this calendar year when the Big Ten said that they wanted to expand. I think a lot of us didn't realize how doable that was. I don't think a lot of people looked past, you know, the next few years and said that, you know, this is the trend in college football. To make money, you have to have super conferences because you want to get that television contract money. And so I think with the Big Ten, they saw this. They saw this with the Big Ten Network. They saw this. They wanted to expand, make their product better. I assumed wrongly that Missouri would just be a slam dunk. Again, I went back to the television market of the St. Louis, Kansas City market. So initially I thought, you know what, this is going to be a Missouri thing, possibly Nebraska. I really didn't think it would happen. But then as more talk started and Texas started going out and doing their thing and all these schools did their thing, you came to realize that, you know, Colorado, they didn't care. They were going to go flying as soon as they could. So my thoughts did change somewhat. And frankly, I got real excited real fast about the whole possibility of going to the Big Ten.
Monty, why was it so late for the Big 12 to come in with the television idea? Or why are we lacking so far behind when that's supposedly the driving force of all this revenue?
I am not a Texas conspiracist, you know, but I do think that part of it was a big, big thing. Remember, I think that in their hip pocket, University of Texas has this Longhorn network in mind where they believe that they could start a Longhorn network with only Texas athletics and make it doable, make good money, millions of dollars doing it, and not have to share that with anybody. Remember what one of the deal breakers was in the Big 12 meetings was it came down to a long-term media right, and Texas was not willing to do that. And so I think that was a huge factor. I think if Beebe had his choice, yeah, he would try to create a Big 12 network, but I don't think Texas is willing to do that.
Monty Kratzenstein joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Barry in Oconto, I'll cross my fingers if that's not really true, but he's standing by online, and we'll take those phone calls throughout the show. Barry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering. It's a good move for Nebraska. Texas saves the Big 12. They could get their own network, and they'd be assured a BCS bowl every year. Maybe give one to Oklahoma here and there, but why wouldn't they? They're all about money. They just as well stay in the Big 12, get their network, their Longhorn network, whatever they want to call it, get all the money, and then they can have their BCS bowl every year. And that's all I had. Thanks.
Hey, Barry, thanks for the 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. There's so much, even for us trying to pay attention to what all is going on out there, there's so much to read and watch and press conferences. Can Texas, either one of you guys want to answer, do you think Texas will make more money out of a television contract without Nebraska in there than they would with Nebraska in there? Because it's all going to be split evenly, correct? I would think you would make more money out of you'd get more money for your contract if Nebraska was in your conference. And now, even though it's only going to be split 10 ways, if this is what happens instead of 12, I can't see the contract being as big without Nebraska in there.
Well, you would certainly think with Oklahoma in there, with Nebraska in there, with Texas Tech program in the top five, all that's going to help you. You start losing one of the pieces, yes, you would think that would drop off significantly. Although the TV revenue that was reported earlier today, last year when Nebraska playing those pay-per-view games early on, had Nebraska, what, seventh or eighth in the conference?
Right. You know, that's a good question. You know, in hindsight, we always look at this and what you lost out of being too slow or what you lost out of not foreseeing the future. And I think that one of those things that Texas really made a mistake with, and the Big 12 made a mistake too, is can they reach an agreement between a Texas network, which the last caller talked about, versus a Big 12 television network sort of a thing. You know, Big 12 television network is not going to make the kind of money, certainly, that a Big 10 network or even a Pac-10, because you talk about households, you talk about population base, you're going to talk about selling the product to companies That's how they make it. That's how they make their money, right? So,
they say.
Well, rumor has it, right? But that's why it was always interesting when they talked about adding, you know, TCU to the mix. You know, Houston
already
Houston,
got that market.
Houston market, and it's split. You know, TCU football, even as great a year they had, that was not a big deal down in Houston. I mean, it was for the local alumni and so on. That's not a big deal. That's what makes Nebraska football so viable is because, yeah, you have a smaller population. Everybody on Saturday is tuned into it. It's such a big deal. Plus, you have your alumni and your national tradition all over. And that's what you're selling. You're trying to create your best product that you're going to sell to your advertisers.
Monty Kraftenstein is joining us here. I guess I want to take it a step further. What do you think this means for the athlete at Nebraska? Anything? Does it mean anything? I mean, does it matter who they're playing?
Does it really matter to Bo Pelini? You know, he's one of those guys that he's going to say all it really cares about is who they play next, and, you know, we'll play anybody. And, you know, I think athletes to a certain extent have that thought process too. They, you know, they're more short-term guys than long-term. They don't care what happens 10 years from now, 15 years now, 20 years from now. From an athletic standpoint, I think that they're excited about it because it's new venues, it's new places. I mean, take nothing away from Ames, Iowa, and Manhattan, Kansas, and so on. But you know what? The appeal of the athletes going to the Big House, going up to Madison, Wisconsin, even Iowa City, who a lot of, you know, that's a natural rivalry. I think players are excited about it. I really think athletes kind of like change. They like new things, you know, because that's just their mentality. Is they look short term more than long term.
I think that's a great point. Yeah, when you're dissecting the pieces, would you rather go to? You know, the only time Colorado was ever sold out was when Nebraska went. Any of these other Big 12 schools, there's 34,000, you know, at a 55,000, you know, place stadium. I can't fathom that. We can't. It's tough to fathom when you're from Nebraska. You see the 80,000 pile in. Doesn't matter if you're playing South Dakota or Texas. I think when you're looking at going to, you know, Boulder, Camp Randall, and the atmospheres of the Big Ten, it's always madness. It's always crazy. It's always football.
Listen, I have not been a Big Ten guy my whole life. You know, I was in that category of, you know, it's a little bit boring and, you know, they don't play exciting football, blah, blah, blah. And lately, and I would say lately in the last 10, 15 years, I've been to some of those venues. I've seen some of that stuff and it's different. It is totally different. You know, Nebraska has a little bit of arrogance about their fans. You know, the greatest fans in the country. Well, you know, maybe this is a blasphemy, but you know, are they the most loyal fans? Possibly. But you got to understand that if you go to these other places, the experience is amazing. It's unique. Nebraska has is very unique and incredible. But you know, you go to Madison, Wisconsin, you go to the Horseshoe, you go to Michigan, and you see these other types of cultures and these other types of things. You think this is special too.
Well, I think what you're kind of getting at, Lincoln's trying to catch up with the fans. Those communities built their cities around the fans a little bit. I mean, you go party in Lincoln on game day, you're parked in, I mean, they're making the city, they're adjusting to the city. You go to some of these, you go to Ohio State, they cater to the fan maybe a little bit more, it looks like. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, and it's a little bit more about the overall experience, too. And so I heard somebody say, Herbstreit was talking about this. He said at Nebraska, you know, they aren't tailgating to kickoff, they're in the game watching warm-ups. You know, and which is different than a lot of these other places, you know. So Daddy, you're gonna be right in your ballpark going to these Big Ten places.
Well,
you know
what? I'm all for that. And I said the difference for me going 2 hours to Manhattan, 3 hours to Lawrence, Kansas, when you can get on a plane and be in Chicago, Minneapolis, Detroit, for relatively, if that's what you're going to devote your money to, we've all only got so much disposable income to go to these places. If that's what you're going to devote your money to, and you're a Husker fan, whether it's driving to Manhattan or getting on a plane, going to Chicago and finding your way to Northwestern, finding your way to somewhere in the proximity, one of those schools, you know, you're going to go. I don't think that people sit back and go, oh my gosh, there's no way possible I'm going to go to these places. It's an hour and a half flight.
It's
been $150 to $225 last I checked, last Friday. I just picked a random weekend. Go on Friday, come back on Sunday, Monday, pick whatever you want. It's roughly right in that ballpark. I mean, it's not like you're going to Frankfurt. You know, you're not going to London where it pops up $1,389 for a flight. It's cheap.
Right. So okay, we've talked about tradition. We've talked about travel. What are some other negatives? Well, I mean, I guess my thing to a lot of people is, what's you know, you make your pro side, your con side. What are some of the negatives that you guys have heard?
Well, I mean, the travel's number one. There's not enough of them out there because nobody wants to talk about it.
Let me throw out one. I've heard, now I'll see what you guys think. What about recruiting? Oh, geez, now we're going to, now it's going to hurt our recruiting in Texas.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, no, or otherwise. I got my opinion. What do you guys think?
If Nebraska continues to win, I think you're going to get kids. I think it's going to offset. I think it's going to offset. As far as losing kids in Texas, I don't know. If they bust it up a little bit and decide to go different places, I guess they're going to find kids. That's my thought. Wherever they come from, they're going to find kids.
I got to think you got a new way to sell them with that Big Ten network, depending on where your TV sets are and what markets that's in. And, hey, we're going to be on – you're not going to see me go to Ames. They're not on TV. You're not going to see me in Canada, you know, in a normal deal. It's a pay-per-view deal a lot of times if, you know, Baylor. If, you know, for those sub the teams that, you know, Nebraska should beat by 5 touchdowns,
right?
You know what? They're going to be on. You're going to be able to – mom and dad are going to be able to watch you every week. I think that can be your selling point all of a sudden instead of
– they can now. That's what I say to that. They can now. Your game's on TV. The Big Ten Network, you think, is on the cable subscription down there in non-Houston, Texas? No, it's not. No, it's not. You can't get it here unless you got direct. Can you get it on your direct?
Yes, okay. I've got it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
You have to make an effort to want to watch the games. That's not going to change.
You know, I think, let me tell you what I think about Texas recruiting. I've talked to Tim Beck, I've talked to Sean Watson, I've talked to Carl Pelini in the last 6 months about this particular thing, and they've made a concerted effort to get coaches down into that Texas area. There's no doubt about it. But remember this, throughout the times when Nebraska was at its very best, they recruited Texas heavily, right? But how many players did they actually have that were stars from there? I went back and looked at the 95 roster. There's two starters in the offense, you know, from the offensive line, Aaron Graham and Aaron Taylor, that were from Texas. We got them because of relationships of Milt Tenefer with those high school coaches. Now, it goes back to recruiting. Recruiting is about relationships in certain places, not necessarily geography, okay? So if the Tim Becks, the Sean Watsons, the Carl Pelinis, and those people have those relationships established, which we've seen over the last couple of years that they have, I don't think it's going to hurt us that much. Consequently, the relationships and what we've done the last few years in Ohio, in Louisiana, look at the kids that we've got from Illinois, Ohio, Louisiana, still California, Florida, et cetera. Nebraska has to recruit nationally. They always have. They always will. I don't think Texas is the key to our success, having the success of recruiting classes and therefore teams.
Lonnie, I take that a step further. In your mind, does that open up Ohio more? Does it open up a New Jersey, where Rozier and Pryor came from? Does it open up a Maryland, Jason Ancura?
Well, you're mentioning kids that already came to Nebraska even without being part of this geographical situation. So I guess my point is we have some contacts there. We have some relationships. We've already recruited there in the past. Will it become more heavily recruited? Yeah, but the key is identifying the players no matter where they're at, having a relationship with those coaches and those programs, and going in and selling your product. And so I think we'll still get into Texas. I think we'll still get Texas players, but I don't think it's going to cost us these elite players that a lot of people think we're going to.
Let's hit some emails and we'll let Monty get on out of here. Maybe comment on any of these that you see. Tom and Hastings, Commissioner Beebe must have really thought that the good old boy stuff would work and everyone would stay. He couldn't be the commissioner of a peewee baseball group, Tom and Hastings. Dan says he wants to chime in. Reading about Big 12 revenue for last year, according to the World Herald, the primary sources are, 1, TV contract for all schools, 2, the bowl games, 3, NCAA shares, and 4, ticket sales. That stated, how does Colorado get more revenue than Nebraska? No wonder we were looking. That's a good question. And again, I think you can kind of skew numbers however you want to look to get in your favor. Aaron and Kearney. Okay, so Kansas State, Iowa State, Missouri, and Baylor should stick together. And I know this is going to make Doug mad and go get TCU, Boise State, Utah, and try to keep Texas A&M and then get a filler team like a UTEP or Nevada or Colorado State. That may keep their automatic bid. Your thoughts. Thanks, Daddy. Sorry to make you mad on a great day, Doug.
Well,
that would be one weak conference.
But there's a problem when the Mountain West, you know, there's teams in there that he's picking from the Mountain West. There's a problem when you start looking
who they're going to add. First of all, they don't have the BCS yet. They're on the outside still looking in at that. Whether that's cost them national titles or not, nobody knows because, you know, they haven't been in the title game. I will be interested to see if you get the four power conferences, are those teams still going to be on the outside looking in, or are they going to make a case to say, wait a minute. Do we want our vote. We want our team in there.
I don't want to forget the point either that, you know, we're talking about football because football drives a train, right?
Yeah.
But listen, there's more to just football to going to a conference. And you know, I don't want to pull the academics card on you guys too much, you know, because I know that's a hard sell, but especially your daddy. But
slow it down for me, will you?
Multi-syllable word.
There you go.
Okay. Well, but you remember, there has to be a cultural fit and a fit overall with the conference. And I think that's something that we did not have. We struggled with the Big 12, right? We had that different division of culture between the South and the North. It just makes sense, Nebraska, to the Big 10, academically, culturally, athletically, those sort of things. When people start picking and choosing teams, saying, well, they need to go there, or this team needs to go there, you have to remember there's more to it than just the football program, what they've done the last few years. It's a bigger picture of that. And I think that, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so sold on this whole thing that we've done is all those other reasons.
Isn't that what killed Missouri, though?
Remember that. When it comes to Minnesota and Iowa and how great their football teams are. We're going to take a break. Monty, thanks so much for coming up and giving us some time, and I'm sure we're going to continue to catch up with you.
You can't just run away from you want to start a fight.
I'm running
and then
away.
You run away.
I'm
just
running away.
I can't believe you bring up those two schools and then you Colorado, Iowa State. That's all I got to say in response.
Colorado has a national championship. Iowa State beat Nebraska this year. That's how I say to that. Monty, have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
We are going to talk with Kyle Means from the Tri-City Storm and draw out five more finalists for the $1,000 gift card as we are live at Builder's Warehouse until 1. Coming up at the top of the hour, Chris Level, RedRaidersSports.com. He has his radio show down there at Lubbock in Texas Tech and all it is. We'll ask him what he thinks is going on. Also, Kyle Means is going to join us. We've got some other special guests coming your way. We'll take your phone calls. Keep firing the emails to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Somebody's winning $1,000 from Builder's Warehouse today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're back after this. And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come up and see us at Builder's Warehouse here in Kearney, where we're giving away Royals tickets. If you want to go see Kansas City Royals, we have got fan packs and parking passes to get you right where you want to be to go see the Royals. You get to pick the games. There's just a couple of blackouts, of course. Maybe the Yankees, you won't get to be in the front row for that series. I never know, but we will work it out for you. If you're going to Kansas City for a summer trip, we can get you set up.
Right on top, Doug. Right on top.
Okay.
That came from.
We are going down for five more finalists. Now, we've already had these five, and we're drawing 10 total. So these five at the top of the show, and I'm going best with the penmanship here. Scott Franch of Kearney, Joe Meisner of Kearney, Richard, and this is the one we can't read real well, Gigglesleen or something like that from Hastings, Richard from Hastings, Rita Crooks from Minden, and Pam Karshner from Kearney. They are already drawn out here. Now, let's take a look at the next five. Amy Johnson from Kearney is one of the five finalists. Rob Humphreys from Elm Creek. Rob Humphreys from Elm Creek is one of the finalists. Number eight, Chris Bond from Kearney. Chris Bond from Kearney. We need two more, Daddy. Two more. Let's see. Also, we've got Rosemary Glaner, Rosemary from Kearney. And the final one drawn out of the hopper here at Builders for the $1,000 gift card is from Minden, Adam Boardman. Adam Boardman. Okay, those are our 10 finalists. And Scott will take these and put them away in a sealed case somewhere, and we will draw out a winner. Some random folks are going to come in and draw it over. You have some Doug and Daddy t-shirts. We got Royals tickets. We got anything else we're giving away over there, gang? I mean, just free smiles and all kinds of stuff. So we'll give some more things away. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 is the phone number. You can always email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. builderswarehouse.com. We're live at Builders Warehouse. Folks are friendly. They're busy on a Monday, Daddy.
I have people coming in, checking out. You know what? They've got great prices on things all summer long, really. It's an assortment. They've got ladders on sale. You know what? 6 foot twin fiberglass step ladder, $159. Perfect opportunity to check. There goes one right now. They're going out the door as we speak. It's ridiculous almost. Out the door. They continue to go out the door. DeWalt tools on sale. It gets better and better. Builder's Warehouse, come and check us out right now. Come and check us out this afternoon. Anytime's a great time to get to Builder's Warehouse.
Well, the NHL playoffs just wrapped up last week. NBA is still going on, and Kyle Means of the Tri-City Storm has given us a little bit of his time here today to talk about what's going on in Storm Hockey Land. I imagine it's about time to renew our season tickets and a whole lot more going on. Kyle, what's up, man?
Yeah, hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay.
You're exactly right. It is a great time to start renewing those tickets. I tell you what, I just talked to the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry, on my way over here about the tryout camps we held last week. They were in Las Vegas. We had the invite camp, and we had the main camp. And he was raving about the tryout camps we had. And he thinks we are going to have a heck of a team next year, even better than we were last year. Of course, we made the playoffs last year for the first time in three seasons. This year, we got even bigger and better things planned. And he told me that our decor, our defensemen, may be the best in the league this year. Of course, we made a big trade for Kevin Lind from Chicago. And he's looking like he may be one of the best in the league. And he's going to be sporting the Tri-City Storm purple this year for us.
You know, if we were as good, if we could equal the talent to Skip's enthusiasm, they'd be 60-0.
That is 100% true. I wish we could get some of that carried over on the ice at times.
Skip Berry.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Skip and Phil Truax from Lexington are just most positive people to their respective sports that there are in Central Nebraska. Give us a timeline on what happens with this hockey team and bringing it along now, Kyle, as you head towards the season.
Sure. We just finished our main camp, like I said, last week, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we've got our roster set. The coaching staff and scouts have a pretty good idea of who they think is going to be on our team next year, but there's still a lot of things that can happen. There's a lot of trades that are being proposed amongst the teams. There's a lot of players out there that didn't even go to tryout camp that are good enough to play in this league, and we're still in conversations with some of those people. So we're expecting maybe our protected list to be set by early July, but even then, it's a long ways to go before early August when players start coming into Kearney and getting ready. So between July 1st, when our protected players are supposed to be set, and mid-August, when the players start arriving, anything can happen. And even players that are expected to return from last year's roster aren't guaranteed a spot. I mean, the tryout camp was that competitive last week, so we'll see what happens. But regardless, it's going to be a great, great season for Storm hockey. It's only June, but we are really, really excited about hitting the ice this fall.
Kyle Means of the Tri-City Storm is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live on location from Builder's Warehouse. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. We're going to have some gift cards to give away, not just a $1,000 gift card, which we have our 10 finalists for. We're going to give you a chance to win a $20 gift card. And don't forget the Traeger Nationals are coming up. Oh, barbecue contest. We'll talk about that as well. You guys always have so many things going on with the Storm as far as promotions and contests and getting folks involved. What are some of the things that you've already got in the mix for next year?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, right now we're working on getting our schedule set. We just sent our available dates to the league last week. They're going to crunch all the dates from all the teams and spit out a schedule for us. Then we're really going to hit the war room and start planning some big promotions. I think it's safe to say we'll see some more Las Vegas entertainment come back to the arena. Of course, we had Neil Diamond impersonator last year, which
Excellent.
Was great. Madonna was okay, too. We may not bring the Madonna impersonator back, but I think we can see Neil Diamond coming back and maybe some other their top-end talent coming out of Las Vegas. Of course, our connection with our owner, Kirk Brooks, has a lot of connections there in Las Vegas. He'll bring some people out from there. And he's starting to understand. Of course, last year was his first year as an owner for the Storm. He really started to understand throughout the season that it's truly about entertainment. Yeah, he's all about getting a great product on the ice, but it's all about what can we wrap around the on-ice product that makes it more entertaining for fans. I mean, this will be our 11th season of hockey here in Kearney. Yeah, hockey's part of it, but really it's an night of entertainment.
And you mentioned kind of two things I want to go with there. Is the newness over? I mean, is the newness worn off a little bit for Kirk coming in? Is he comfortable? And then I want to ask you about the schedule as well.
Yeah, I think the owner, Kirk Brooks, and our coaching staff are much more comfortable going into this season. And I think part of that was shown at our tryout camp by the quality of talent that we had at our tryout camp. I think they understand the level of talent a lot better in this league, and they've got a much better grasp of what it takes to be successful on and off the ice.
I know it's kind of a gamble. The whole new coach, new to the league, doesn't know what to expect.
Sure.
Obviously, him fitting in and learning the Kearney and the surrounding area, something that, you know, probably a lot of people worry. I'm sure Greg worried about that too, saying, well, what do we got here? He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know this league. How's he going to fit in?
Yeah, we all had high expectations going into last season just from having a new owner and new coaching staff, so on and so forth. Of course, coming off an 11-win season the year before, we had nowhere to go but up. And I think we were all pleasantly surprised by the response we saw, especially by the end of the season, in terms of fans returning to the ice or to the arena and watching the team, and just overall the community responding and the team performing well. Really worked out.
Kyle Means of the Tri-City Storm is with us here live at Builders Warehouse on this Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, where we're headed your way until 1 o'clock. Kyle, what about the schedule? There's more teams now in the league, which is great. I mean, when we were down to whatever it was, 10 teams, 11 teams in the league, it was just it was monotonous playing teams 9 and 10 times a year. It wasn't any fun.
Well,
what's it going to look like now?
Well, we've got 16 teams now. We have Muskegon coming in, the Muskegon Lumberjacks, and, I'm drawing a blank on the other team that we welcome in.
Was it from Michigan?
The
Dearborn team or whatever?
Yeah, you know, you put me on the spot, and now I've completely lost. Yeah, check out USHL.com, and we'll see if we can get it. But, you know, they're going to divide it into three divisions, from what it sounds like. They just had league meetings last year from among the board of directors, and so they're just starting to figure some of that out. We're going to be three divisions. There'll be a Western division, a Central division, and an Eastern, or I should say Conference, an Eastern Conference, Western, and Central. Well, we, of course, will be part of the Western, and they're going to break it up, and then it's kind of strange. I'm still trying to pick it up myself. But from those three conferences, they're still only going to have two conferences come playoff time. So those three conferences are all going to battle for a certain number of spots in the East and West. So we've got the Dubuque Fighting Saints and the Muskegon Lumberjacks next year. Thank you for bringing that up.
There you go.
Can't forget our friends at Dubuque.
Obviously, if you're dividing it that way, it would be us, Fargo, Lincoln, Omaha.
Yeah, us, Fargo, Lincoln, Omaha. I think Sioux Falls and maybe Sioux City. I think we're going to have six teams in ours. The other teams are going to have five. So I'm anxious to see how it's all going to play out, how it's all going to work. But certainly a big change on the way for our league. And they want to push out to 18 teams over the next couple of years. The league is growing. It's gaining a lot of credibility amongst the leagues above us, who are certainly looking at our players, our talent pool in our league. And so there's some great things happening, not just locally at our organization, but in the entire league. Big changes on the way.
What else? Anything else you want to let the fans know about?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a busy summer. A lot of people ask us, what's going on out at the event center this time of year? And we do have a lot happening. We had the Ranch and Home Expo last week, which was a lot of fun. And we're helping out quite a bit with the Indian powwow events that are coming up this weekend. We have a big breakfast event this Friday. If you guys are interested in breakfast, come on out. It's starting about 7 a.m.
Daddy, are you kidding me?
That's why I thought I'd bring it up. You know, a big breakfast buffet that morning. You can call the box office at the event center for tickets to that. And then we're kind of a spot for if there's rain, a lot of rain at the archway, they're going to move everything over to the event center. So keep an eye on our website. And, of course, there'll be a lot of information out in the community. You know, a big event coming up July 3rd. Of course, they have the fireworks show out there put on by the Kearney Chamber of Commerce. Before that, though, we're doing things a little bit differently this year. Instead of just opening up the gates and letting people come out early to park and tailgate, we're putting on an entire concert series. So there's going to be five or six local performing groups, musical acts. They'll be playing on stage, a big 32-by-36-foot stage, and we're going to have, of course, the beverage garden will be open. Come on out and
Perfect.
Get some beverages. We're going to have a host of food vendors from everything fried to shaved ice and everything in between. We're going to have inflatables for the kids. We're going to have a rock climbing wall. I mean, you name it, we're going to have it out there. It's going to be more than just an empty parking lot as you wait for the fireworks.
Great.
We're really going to throw some entertainment at people. And it's all free. It's not all free. The food will have a cost, and the beverages will have a cost. But it's free to get into the event. And a lot of the activities will be free out there. So come and check it out.
And obviously, they're still working on Kid Rock for you, Daddy.
That's good. Well, I appreciate that. As long as they're working on it, I can understand it. It's going to take some time.
For sure.
All logistics together.
Sure.
We'll talk more about that as we get closer to the date. And Kyle, thanks for spending some time with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Always great to see you.
Absolutely. You as well. Appreciate the time.
All right. We are here at Builders Warehouse where we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with some folks from Builders about all the great things that are going on here. Chris Level from RedRaiderSports.com. We've got a couple other special guests in the second hour, so stay with us. We'll be here until 1 o'clock at Builders Warehouse where, towards the end of the show, one of our 10 finalists, and we'll read those names again, one of our 10 finalists is going to win a $1,000 gift card to Builders Warehouse. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
You know, Golic, like you and me, ESPN and Bass Pro Shops just go together.
Agreed. Except ESPN, Bass Pro, and myself all share an appreciation for the outdoors, whereas you are petrified at the sound of bird chirps.
Those chirps can be bone-chilling, Golic.
Well, despite your aversion to birds, light breezes, and nature in general, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN make for a truly natural partnership.
For once, Golic, I agree with you. Bass Pro is the perfect partner.
Especially for those who dare to go outside.
Menacing chirps, Golic. They're menacing.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Through June 12th, save on all Michelin tires, plus get free installation with a $70 mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And get a standard Valvoline oil change for just $19.99 with no shop fees. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Dyna-Gro has soybeans. Good old Roundup Ready. New Roundup Ready to yield. SDS stacked. And plain old conventional beans like 36K26, a great 2.6 maturity. 36C28 for overall reliability and high pH fields. 39R29 for dryland or top irrigated ground. 31RY32, a new Roundup Ready to yield that beat everything last year. Dyna-Gro has beans. Call Dyna-Gro today at 1-800-652-9298. That's 1-800-652-9298.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower or storm still with high temperatures in the upper 60s around 70. North winds will stay at 5 to 15. Back to 54 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 66.
And back at Builders Warehouse with a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug due to Big Daddy Tony Davis here until 1 o'clock. We're going to give you a chance to win a gift card right now for Builders. I want to do this right now. The next person that comes, it's going to make it pretty easy. The next person that comes up to Big Daddy and gives him a hug that's not in the building right now gets a $20 gift card to Builders Warehouse. A $20 gift card. If you're out and about, swing by, check out the great deals on this Monday at Builders Warehouse. And we are pleased to have the marketing director, Scott Casper, with us here. I can't believe how friendly everybody is on a Monday. Let me just start with that, Scott. Welcome.
Well, when you're open 7 days a week, there is no Monday.
That's a good point.
I'm excited to see somebody come give Daddy a hug. That's worth 20 bucks right there.
I'm going to try and see if somebody will come in and give Daddy a hug because he seems a little discombobulated with this whole conference realignment deal.
Obviously.
No, I'm just trying to figure, I just want to point out that Minnesota and Wisconsin are better than Iowa State and Kansas State. We about have to go to fisticuffs over this deal. But it'll happen. But, Scott, we've got great specials going on. All this culminates, really, on June 26th, though.
Right on.
Traeger National. This is people come from all over to cook on their Traeger grills.
Exactly. We've never done this before. And to my knowledge, it's never been done anywhere, thus the name Traeger Nationals. So is it really a national crowning? Well, kind of is, because there isn't one yet, you know, so I feel fully comfortable saying you are the greatest Traeger cook in the nation because there's no other competition for it. So that's going to be on June 26th. We are still taking some entries. If you are a Traeger owner, you should go to TraegerNationals.com and get registered pretty quick. We're hoping to get about 20 or 25 teams to compete. There's good prize money. You can win $250. It's cheap to get in. And we're also inviting the entire public to come down. This is going to be a big deal. It's a fundraiser for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum is what it's all for. So they're going to be here with fire departments. We'll be here. We're going to have a dunk tank. We're going to have different vendors here selling different stuff. All of it to raise money for the Firefighters Museum. So it'll be fun for the whole family. Come and get it barbecue. We'll be here. So as a public person, you can come, pay $5 or whatever it's going to be, have some great barbecue, see what everybody's created on their Traegers, come see Daddy.
How many categories are we talking about?
There are five different categories, I believe, or six categories to compete for. There's ribs, brisket, pork shoulder. There's an open where you can cook whatever you want, chicken wings, and whole chicken. So really, many people are entering multiple categories, but you don't have to. Like my kids are actually. I have a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old. They're going to enter on my Traeger Junior, and they're going to cook some chicken wings.
Right.
And we'll see. I mean, if they come home with $250, I'll take my cut as the Traeger owner. I will divvy out their $5 that they've earned, and, you know, we'll all be happy.
There you go.
And Daddy, it's just so nice that they have been able to include you in this coming up here in just a couple of weeks. I understand, Scott, that you wanted Daddy in the dunk tank but couldn't find a big enough tank, so he is now going to be a judge for food, something
right.
That he is a pro with.
Well, somebody also suggested in the dunk tank that we have barbecue sauce rather than water.
Oh.
I think that would be quite entertaining. Marilyn Barnett from NTV will take the plank at one part, and, you know, who doesn't want to see Marilyn Barnett covered in barbecue sauce?
I think about it every morning at about 6:30
exactly.
When I'm watching it.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're going to have some great folks here, and again, it's all for the benefit of the Firefighters Association. That's going to be a great day coming up on June the 26th, and so be sure to come up and see the entire gang here. I've got some great deals, and I can see that it's summertime and everybody's just bustling and hustling and getting in here and trying to spruce up their home and all that is around it.
Absolutely. Well, and now's the time to do those projects, you know, before the summer really gets going in full force. It's been raining every day, it seems like. So, you know, now's the time to get some of those deck repairs done or, you know, the siding, all that kind of stuff. And, of course, we offer it all here at Builders. And
probably got some shop vacs that are going right out the door, don't you?
You know what? I heard one this morning as I came to work. I'm like, wow, I know what that sound means, and that's not good.
Yeah, I'm looking here. $100 for the little Texas Traeger grill.
Absolutely.
But it's free because you don't have to pay for it. It's interest-free. It's paid in 6 months.
There you go.
Well,
so in the contest, there's $250.
Well,
there
you go.
And I tell you what, one of the people that enters Traeger Nationals, they're going to draw a winner, and that person will win pellets for the rest of their life. How's that?
Wow.
Because the Traeger grill uses these hardwood pellets. That's what the fuel source is. That's where it gets that smoky flavor. We're going to give away to one winner free Traeger pellets for the rest of their natural life.
And again, if they want to find out more or get entered, what do they need to do?
They go to TraegerNationals.com.
It can't be any better than that. Get ready, June 26th for the Traeger Nationals going on here at Builder's Warehouse, where the Doug and Daddy Show is until 1 o'clock today. Scott, thanks for having us on, man.
Absolutely. Glad to have you guys here.
We're going to take a break. John Elliott with the Kearney Little League. He is the president of the Kearney Little League, and they are keeping very busy as it's time for tryouts and travel and all the good things that are going on. They've had a little tweak to the system this year.
Right.
He's going to tell us about that, and we'll talk to John right after this break here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Let's say you have important business contacts from L.A. to New York, even abroad. You'd like to meet with them more often, but traveling is expensive. And talk about time-consuming. That's why I want you to start using GoToMeeting.com to hold your meetings online, brought to you by Citrix, the easiest online meeting service available. You simply set up your meetings in advance or start one on the fly. Everybody logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's like meeting in person. And with GoToMeeting, you can host unlimited meetings for one low flat rate. How cool is that? My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. All you have to do is use the promo code Colin. For this special offer, GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower or storm still, with high temperatures in the upper 60s around 70. North winds will stay at 5 to 15. Back to 54 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 66.
Does that make me crazy?
Oh, we got a winner here at Builder's Warehouse for our first $20 gift card. Todd from Kearney comes in. He gives Daddy a big old hug, and he's got a $20 gift card here to Builder's Warehouse, where we are at in Kearney until 1 o'clock today. Stop by, say hi, sign up for some Royals tickets. We've got Royals posters to hand out. We've got more gift cards. Got all kinds of things with the gals over here taking care of us. And in just a second here, we're going to talk with John Elliott from a Kearney Little League. But, Daddy, again, we have the 10 finalists. In about just a little less than an hour, we're giving away a $1,000 gift card to one of these 10 folks. Let's hit those names again in case somebody might have missed them.
Rosemary Glazier of Kearney. Adam Boardman of Minden. Chris Board of Kearney. Robbie Humphreys, Elm Creek. Amy Johnson of Kearney. Scott Franch of Kearney.
I know there's a couple names that are a little suspect in there that we can't read.
Richard Geosleeve, or G. Dad.
From Hastings.
He's from Hastings. If yes, we've got your address, we've got your phone number. If you are as one, we apologize for butchering your name. Rita Crooks from Minden, Pam Kirshner from Kearney, and Joe Meisner from Kearney. One of those people will go home with a $1,000 gift card to Builder's Warehouse today.
That is outstanding. Greg in Roseland said, guys, with the extra dollars we're going to bring in, can you say Big Red Soccer? There are only seven men's teams. We could dominate that, too. Pass, shoot, goal, USA 3, Slovenia nothing. I didn't know Greg was a big soccer fan, Daddy. Got women's soccer, don't have men's soccer at the University of Nebraska, and I doubt we're going to get hockey anytime in the near future as well. One more email here. This comes from El Conquistador, who says, doesn't it seem odd that Texas is leaning towards saving the Big 12 since they might not get to take all of their votes to the Pac-10? The only way they switch is if all six teams go so they can run that conference, too. Thanks, El Conquistador. Actually a well-thought-out and well-written email.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but we'll take them any time from you.
Let's give away another $20 gift card to Builders. We're going to do this one via the telephone at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're here at Builders Warehouse, and we want to know, when did Builders Warehouse open? What was the year? All you have to do is give us the year when Builders Warehouse started, and it's more than 10 years ago and less than 50. So we'll give you that right there in that ballpark. When did Builders begin? 888-455-3776, the first correct caller. We'll get a $20 gift card. And right now we welcome in the president. That's right. He is the president, not of the Big 12, not of the Big 10, but of Cardi Little League. And John Elliott joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, thanks for swinging up and giving us a couple minutes today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we are real busy here. It's time. It's baseball time. We got kids playing baseball, and you tell me that the numbers have stayed pretty steady here. And Daddy and I have talked about this. The older the kids get, sometimes the numbers are going to go down, but we've seen Kearney's been fortunate to keep two juniors and two seniors teams. And I guess that all starts at the little league level, and they're getting that job done right now.
Yeah, over the last few years, the numbers have stayed about the same. You know, our older kids have a lot of choices now. They can play soccer and other sports year-round. And the divisions in seasons, like when we were younger, where you had, you know, football in the fall and basketball and wrestling in winter, that's just not the case any longer. You can play the competitive sports year-round. But, you know, our program's been pretty solid, both at the Little League level and then at the Junior Leech program as well. So it's been very fortunate.
John, what's the goal of the Kearney Little League as far as games played? How many games do you guys like to see kids play, whether it's 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds?
Each Little League program in the nighttime division has 12 games on their schedule, start about mid-May and go through the end of June. And for them to qualify for postseason Little League play, that's required. So that's a Little League guideline, not a local guideline.
John Elliott is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're into the season. All this rain. There's some nice fields in Kearney. Are you already running into problems trying to make up games, and how do you handle that? Because I know you want the season to be done so that a few of the kids make an all-star team or maybe a travel team, something like that. Is that already kind of a pain in the tuchus?
You know, it's always a challenge. It really is. But the Park and Rec guys do a great job. They really do. But we have field availability challenges, just like every community similar to our size. But when you get weather like this, you do get backlogged. So, you know, we usually get done by the 1st of July. You know, maybe this year we might run into maybe July 6th, July 7th, the week following the 4th. But we'll get them in.
John, everybody out there, once you make it to the Kearney Little League postseason, what happens there? Is that on a statewide competition level, and is there room to advance on after that?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that attracts us to Little League is the idea that one of our teams might make it to Williamsport someday. And if you're not part of Little League, that's not a possibility. So there are fewer Little League charters in the state than there have been in the past. So we don't have a district tournament this year because we will move right on to state and we'll play the Little League programs in Omaha. From Omaha, then the winners of the state tournament then move on to regionals.
And Kearney has had teams that have made it to the last step before Williamsport, but and that's kind of fun to watch too. And so the kids from around here hold their own.
Absolutely, good baseball players here. I mean, there's a good baseball program that goes way before our time, and that dream of being able to play in Williamsport, I think, is what drives it. Our relationship with Little League's been pretty strong. They're a little bit of a bureaucracy, and we have to, you know, kind of follow their guidelines. But we think it's worth it to kind of keep that dream alive.
Is there a state Little League office, or who do you guys go through?
there is a district administrator that's out of Omaha that is our direct report, and then you know, he's to Indianapolis, and then Indianapolis to Williamsport. So there's kind of a state, regional, and national, and then international office.
Kearney Little League President John Elliott is with us. Folks always moving into town. If they want to know more, and maybe this isn't the best time of the year to get hooked up, but they just moved into town, they want to get their kid into baseball. What's the age restrictions, and what do they need to do, even if their kid's you know a couple years away from playing?
So we have a website, CarneyLittleLeague.org is the best place to go get the information. Little League starts at age 6. It is their age as of April 30th. So the 6, 7, 8-year-olds are part of our daytime program, which Coach Damon Day runs. And then our nighttime program runs from age 9 through age 16. And again, it's their age as of April 30th of that year. The best way to find out is to go to CarneyLittleLeague.org. When registration opens, they can register online. We have that ability. And then we do live registration that usually starts about mid-February. And we run it for about 6 weeks. So the ones that have just moved into Kearney don't know the process. We don't want to leave anybody out. And then the season starts for the nighttime program about mid-May and June 1st, right after Memorial Day, usually for the daytime program.
John, anything else that folks need to know?
No. You know, we appreciate all the support. We've got a couple of local all-star games that are coming up. This Sunday we'll be at Memorial Field for our junior age kids, which are the 13, 14-year-olds. And then on June 29th, we will have the All-Star game for our major division, which is 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds, and then for our AAA division, which is 11-year-olds and 10-year-olds.
All kinds of fun. There's always more to check out, so go to the website if you want more information. And, John, enjoy the day. It looks like we might actually get some sun out there.
It looks nice out.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, guys.
John Elliott, he is the president of Kearney Little League, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Live from Builder's Warehouse until 1 o'clock, Chris Level from Red Raider Sports is coming up. Also, we want to talk a little bit about the blue gold. Finally, maybe they're out there smacking that golf ball around, although it depends which window I look at to see if I see any bright lights or if I see all clouds out there right now, as we're right up front here at Builder's. But nearly 270 golfers out at Kearney Country Club and at Meadowlark Hills probably have to keep their ball out of more water than is supposed to be out there. But best of luck to all those. We do have a winner for our Builder's $20 gift card. Bill Stroud from Kearney is our winner. Congratulations to Bill. He knew that Builder's opened in 1977, so Bill is our winner. Thanks for the calls. We're going to give you a chance in our second hour to win more gift cards as well. Plus, come up and see us. We've got Kansas City Royals tickets to give away, some posters if you're a Royals fan, which you can hear right here on ESPN Radio. Doug and Daddy t-shirts. Oh, yeah. Doug and Daddy summer t-shirts. Wear them while you're painting. Then you can just throw them away. That's the best part about it. Whatever you're doing some yard work, you can get our faces all greasy and green and red and purple and whatever you want to do. So stop by and pick one up as well. We're keeping real busy this week. Later on in the week, we're going to be over in Hastings for the 8-man All-Star Football Camp, 8-man game, Shrine game. We've got a lot of other sports to talk about today. The wrestling happened over the weekend. The soccer happened over the weekend. Always some All-Star activities going on. And a whole lot more.
Golf tournament even later in the weekend sent us over there again, I believe. Bullseyes.
Yeah, we're going to be on the road. That's right. Going to be live there on Friday. So you're correct. We're keeping busy. We're on the road this week, and we're glad to have you along with us as well. Coming up, Chris Level, RedRaidersSports.com. We're going to hear from him right after this sports update. Stay with us. Come by. Visit us. I'll tell you what, as we say that, the next person that comes up to Builder's and says they've been listening to us here as we get over to the lunch hour, we're going to give you a $20 gift card to Builder's. So come on up to Builder's. Next person that comes up to our table from outside and says they've been listening to us, just say, hey, we love the Big Ten. Next person that comes in the store says, I love the Big Ten, makes Daddy happy. I love the Big Ten. Next person that comes in, we'll get you a $20 gift card to Builder's Warehouse. We'll take a break. Chris Level joins us right after this.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath Auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath Auger dealer. Stadler carries everything you need to keep the job running smooth, from Krauss tillage tools to three-point blades and box scrapers. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Remember to bring in your meter units and have them tested before you need them again.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
SportsCenter. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. The South beat the North 2-0 in both games on Saturday at the Shrine Soccer Classic held at Lloyd Wilson Field. Katie Pickenpah and Megan Merrill of Millard West scored the goals in the girls' game. Maddie Lur of Omaha South and Hastings College recruit Jake Easy of Omaha West Side hit net in the boys' game. Sarah Nelson of Omaha West Side and Lura were named the game's most valuable players. The 33rd annual Sertoma A-Man All-Star Football Classic will be held this Saturday at Lloyd Wilson Field. Players are going through workouts this week at Central Community College. Kickoff for the game will be at 1:30. We'll have it on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 1:15. The 52nd annual Nebraska Shrine Bowl football game will be played on Saturday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Scott Porter of Blue Hill will be one of the coaches of the South team. Nate Arnold of Adams Central, Jamie Bergmark of Aurora, Riley Boniface of Blue Hill, Matt Bowman of Kearney Catholic, Nate Most of Giltner, Dalton Seeley of St. Cecilia, and Pete Trausch of Minden will all play for the South team. Brent Douglas of Ravenna, Lewis Kalin of Grand Island Senior High, and Austin Whitmer of Grand Island Central Catholic will play for the North. Kickoff will be at 6:30. We'll have it on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning at 6:25. And six teams punched their tickets for the College World Series over the weekend. Florida, Florida State, TCU, South Carolina, Arizona State, and UCLA will be coming to Omaha for this year's tournament. The other two spots will be filled today. Oklahoma will play Virginia in Game 3 of their Super Regional in Charlottesville, Virginia. Alabama will play Clemson in the deciding game of their Super Regional in Clemson, South Carolina. Hastings 5 Points Bank went 1-2 at the Columbus Tournament over the weekend. Hastings is now 10-12. Kearney Runza went 4-0 in the tournament in Gretna. Kearney is now 15-3. That's sports. I'm Mike Will.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop in to Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.